big or go home.
Good morning. It's coming up on 9:15. Got the clouds keeping us company here, 25 degrees. Thursday, March 11th, and our talk around continues this morning. I love having guests in here, especially when we're talking about great things like the Dreams Auction. That's how I know it's spring. Stuff gets to melting, and then the Dreams Auction comes along. And in this morning to talk with us more about that, Yoni Fab. Yoni, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so good to have you in house now. We're going to talk about the Dreams Auction this year, mm-hmm. as you are a member of the Alumni Foundation.
Yes, sir.
A new member, too.
A new member, yep. I guess, first, I just want to say thank you for having me.
Sure.
Filling in for Kim. She couldn't make it today. She sends her regards, and I'll try to do the best I can to talk about the Dreams Auction. So, things are going good. We're excited. We're a little under a month away,
mm-hmm.
and you're right, spring is here. Well, you would think spring is here, but the snow kind of threw a curveball at us, huh?
We'll get rid of this soon enough. So, tell us a little bit, Dreams Auction 2. I know last year it was done a whole lot differently. What's different about it this year? What's going to be going on?
Well, this year, event will be held at the Wahpeton Event Center, which is attached to the Travel Lodge Hotel. Tables for our in-person event are sold out. However, the public is invited to participate online. Information regarding the online event piece of it is posted on our website, ndscsalumni.com. So it's a unique situation having to go to online. You know, historically, Dreams Auction has been such a well-attended event for our community. You know, I remember when I was a student here in 2003 being part of the Dreams Auction as a football player, parking the cars and just thinking, wow, this is just such a cool, you know, I'm seeing people dressed to the nines, you know, people are having a good time, they're friendly, and I'm a young kid from Colorado, and I'm parking these nicer cars that I've ever seen, and just being part of this event, and just, you know, as time went on and the event evolved, and being part of the event on this side of things now as an employee is just, yeah, it's a really special thing. So
nice to have that passion behind what you're doing, isn't it? And when you really feel it on the inside.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, it is. It's really special for me because, you know, for being on this side of the event, I've attended, like I mentioned, you know, being a student here, I've attended being a member of the community, I've attended as a business owner, but on this side, you know, being a member of such a great team, and that of the Alumni Foundation, and you know, it's just really amazing to see the amount of overwhelming support from our community.
Well, I was going to mention that too, and yeah. Let's move to the community support, because the thing that makes this so special,
mm-hmm.
is the prizes that come up, and I shouldn't say prizes, but the items that people can bid on.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it, it's so eclectic because it's from all over the community and so many different people inputting to this. Tell us a little bit about
you
this.
Bet. So some of the items we have this year are Traeger grill, propane fire pit, Madeira stay and play, 2 Wii Fest VIP tickets, 2 North Dakota Country Fest VIP tickets, NDSCS t-shirt quilt, which is beautiful.
I'm
it's
sure.
Amazing. An outdoor games basket, several paintings from Michael Dunn, Fargo artist and NDSCS grad, coach purse for you ladies who like nice purses, a pet care basket, and much, much more. But yeah, these are just a few of the items that were donated from people, from businesses and people within our community. And, you know, it's kind of neat for me to be, again, on this side of it. So we send our donation requests out mid-January, and within no time they start to come in. So, you know, every time we go or even throughout the day, it's kind of like Christmas because you kind of it's really neat. So but one thing, you know, honestly, Bill, that I've really kind of started to see on this side of things is just the amount of support from our community. But, you know, it's really a good opportunity for businesses as well, if you think about it, because
sure.
the Dreams Auction historically has had about 600 plus people in attendance. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it from a eyes looking at a product or looking at an event for that matter, you are not going to get that type of look and interaction on social media. So, you know, people are going to see, you know, you as a business owner are part of this event. And again, so now you get 600 plus people, looking at our online items, and hopefully we can keep that number since it's online, if not kind of exceed that number with touching other states with participants. So.
So, Yoni, tell us a little bit, too, about the foundation itself, the Alumni Foundation, and the funds that are raised through the Dreams Auction. Can you give us a little overview as to what that goes to?
Yeah, so Dreams actually stands for Directing Resources to Educate and Mentor Students. It started in May of 1995. The first event was held at Prantys on the Green, and it was really created to and evolved and to support our mission for the Alumni Foundation. And now the Alumni Foundation is the fundraising arm of the college, so to speak. And in doing so, we were able to offer thousands of scholarships each year, plan events for the alumni. We're part of the alumni homecoming piece of things, as well as assisting in departmental fund drives. So that's kind of what we do on the Alumni Foundation side of things. So Dreams is our kind of prom. It's our big event. It's our once a year party / event / fundraising / good time, and we're really excited for it to come up.
Well, and hopefully next year we can get back to the in-person, you know, Dreams Auction too,
yes,
where everybody can get together and kind of have that kind of fellowship going too, because that was always a good time. I remember the first Dreams Auction because Raleigh Lipp and I were both MCs for that.
Okay.
And to get Raleigh and I in a tux.
Oh, yeah. Well,
believe me, that was a challenge in itself, but I just remember the feeling in the room that night that this was the start of something really, really big and something really, really good. And it's lived up to that, definitely, and it's grown into such a great event. So, Yoni, one more time, when is the Dreams Auction and how can we become involved?
Okay, the Dreams Auction, again, is Friday, April 9th. You can get involved now and by going to ndscsalumni.com, check out our website, and you can follow the Dreams link to see all of our items. You can like us on Facebook and add us on Instagram, ndscsalumni. And if you have any other questions or anything that you'd like to know about Dreams Auction and or Alumni Foundation for that matter, give us a call, 671-2247. So, look forward to being on this side of things and working this beautiful event and kind of getting out there and getting back to somewhat of a normalcy.
Well, they got a blue chipper with you on the foundation, my friend. Definitely.
Thank you.
Yoni, pleasure to have you in here this morning. Folks, again, if you missed the interview, if you want further information or to listen to it back, we'll repurpose this in podcast form along with a news story on our website. That'll be up later on this afternoon. Just go to kbmwnews.com. It's 922 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.